have to completely eliminate the PM part of the program, but you know what I'm saying? Is there any way that, because I mean, you know, there's some great information that Bonnie's put up there and Scott and Ellen and...
Chris, before you fall out, when you lag like that, it usually means you're about to go bye-bye. You're lagging for some reason real bad. Are you using dial-up? Chris, are you there? Did anybody hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Nick. Chris was lagging and falling out, and he was intermittent. Okay.
Oh. Wait, can you hear me, Chris? Because I know everybody else can hear me. I don't know if Chris can hear me, though, because his lag was pretty bad. Are you using dial-up? Okay, that's what's doing it then. You may have got on a bad modem. Oh, you're not using dial-up. Oh, okay. Color me confused. Anyway, as I was saying about the sermon for tomorrow, I got two of them. One was going to be about the hard questions. We all are asked hard questions in life, and how we respond and how we answer is all of it, you know. And then as I was working on it this morning and finishing up, I realized it's Easter Sunday. So I thought, well, maybe we need to do something about Easter and, you know, show its origins and stuff. And I'm not going to talk, if I do it on the Easter thing, I'm not going to share everything I know about Easter because there's just way too much. There is a page on the website about it. But well, yeah, Chris, what I did is, all I did is I crippled the forum so that no one can get in because the ministry, you can't even call it a ministry, but the people that are attacking are copying posts from our forum and putting it on theirs. Why, I don't know. Maybe it's just to make it look like they've got activity or something because no one's hitting their forum. But hopefully they're not editing it or anything like that, but... The posts are still, 170 of them about were deleted by some that left, so those are gone. But they're all still there. All I did is I crippled the forum. I crippled the folder that it's hanging in, so. There is a way to get rid of the PMs are gone. Yeah, if I reopen the forum, which I doubt, amen, Bonnie, I agree. If I reopen the forum, I am not going to, there's not going to be... PM ability and trying to figure out a way to remove the email from being made public. Only admins and moderators, well, actually only admins, should be allowed to see the emails because they're the only ones that can send mass emails anyway. And there's going to be two admins if we do open it. Hey there, Bill Zer, how you doing, brother? Sabbath blessings to you. But as far as I'm concerned, it looks to me as... Sanballat is throwing stones, and that's just like with the stuff that's going on this other, these people that are attacking, they're trying to generate temptation for us to go over there and discuss things, and no, it's just, no, we've got work to do, and we're not going to bother with it, and so it's, as far as I'm concerned, over, but in the future, if we need to look at those posts, because some of them are pretty good, you know, some of those posts, especially the one with the SDA is Babylon thing, where we had a long, drawn-out discussion from a woman by the name of Forget-Me-Not. She had, you know, there's some good stuff in there. Yeah, there were some really good posts. So they are still there. They have been backed up as well. And I can get to them just by changing the name of the directory. And even if they figure out the name of the directory, it doesn't matter because it's been crippled. But so they are still there. But... If we do open it up again, it'll be years down the road, and it won't be as a forum. It'll be just as a treasure trove of information. Maybe I'll put some of it on the SDA apostasy site. You know, that would be, like fruits of an SDA. Just put it like that. Make a page on the SDA apostasy site and say, this is fruits of an SDA. We started the forum to share the faith and the truth with others, and the SDAs came in, and... Now, all SDAs are not like this, just like all Catholics don't do as some Catholics do. So don't get me wrong what I'm saying here, but this particular group is like this, where they'll come in and use deceptive methods and manipulate people away. And so not good, but it's sad to say the least. because it was a very good area for some young in the faith to be blessed, and some were. And those that were pulled away, if they are truly the elect, they will be back. It's that simple. So, anyway, what are we doing? We're going to read Desire of Ages, page 476, page chapter 52. Is that what we're doing? Yeah, Acts chapter 12 has Easter in it, but it's a mistranslation. It's supposed to be Passover. Oh, yeah, you mentioned that. So, yeah, it should be Passover. But they did celebrate Easter back in them days. Like, it's actually Ostari or Ishtar, however you want to say it. But I don't know if I touch on that much tomorrow. Maybe I should look into it. But the main, he wasn't going there. Paul wasn't going there to celebrate Easter. He was going there because there was going to be a lot of people there. And so it's best to go there where there's a lot, large group. Like if I was alive in that day, that's when I would want to preach, when there was a bunch of people around. That's why I like using the internet. I used to do street, I still do it too, street preaching and phone preaching. I just did some yesterday with an agnostic who now is going to be studying under me. He was agnostic, and now the Lord blessed him with, and the only reason is because, like all of us in here, we will use scripture, especially when they're new, and then later on, of course, introduce them to, you know, spirit of prophecy. But, the thing that got me, that got this kid was, he goes, he's been asking preachers and pastors for years to answer his questions, and all they would say is, well, the Lord's going to have to reveal that to you, or, you know, pray about it. Maybe you'll find out, you know, stuff like that, because they didn't know the answers. And praise the Lord, he gave me questions that I could use scriptures to answer with, and it was he was blessed by it. And so that's exciting to me. I was on the phone for, I think, 2.5-3 hours with the kid. Well, he's 19. He's not really a kid. And hopefully he'll be in here tomorrow or even tonight sometime. But he was agnostic, you know. Yeah, I know. I wonder, Bilzer, is there a subject that I don't have scripture for? I would imagine, you know. But you can always, you know, drift into that area. Yeah, you can always get, that's one of the neat things about scripture. It touches on just about everything. But, so we're going to be in the Desire of Ages tonight, page 476. Let's see, how big is it? Yeah, that's pretty good. Chapter 52, The Divine Shepherd. Okay, let me restart the recorder here.